If you're looking to dive into the world of family entertainment business, but find yourself dazed and confused by the challenges of evaluating a current business as an opportunity, or if you're ready to dial up the profitability of your own business, then this podcast is for you. Own and Run Family Fun for Profit podcast will explore the ins and outs of the family entertainment business. Tim Murphy, the CEO of Boomer Parks himself, is joined by a fantastic lineup of industry professionals and insiders that will share their expert insights and advice. So here's your host, Tim Murphy.
So let's talk a little bit about insurance and things you need to be aware of. You know, as a business owner, going to be one of your biggest expenses, ultimately. I mean, yeah, you do have labor. Of course, you have cost of goods sold. You have occupancy. But right up there is insurance. And if you've been watching it, it has doubled or tripled in the past 3 years. So it is coming on fast and it's not going to slow down. And why is that? There's a lot of companies that got out of the business after the pandemic that said, you know, we're not going to have exposure in entertainment. So what does that mean? Well, you've got to do the very best you can to really reduce your insurance costs in all ways possible. Safety should be your number one goal for all guests coming into your parks and for your team members too, for that matter. Let's not forget about workers' compensation that takes place. So things you need to look at is, you know, how do I make my parks safer? You know, how do I reduce the claims? You know, there's a lot of things that you can do to help reduce potential liability claims. I mean, obviously, you've got to take care of your parks. If you have golf course greens, you need to make sure the greens are glued down properly. You have areas that are, you know, higher than a half an inch that are highlighted, either, you know, bright yellow, red, whatever the color is you're highlighting it with, lighting at night, whatever it might be. You're trying to reduce risk and you're trying to look at all areas that could be exposed. I used to be the CEO of trampoline parks. I have these 8 family entertainment centers and water parks, and there's a lot of risk. Sharp edges, concrete raised, all these things need to be looked at every time you walk through your park. Is something new, that land shift, whatever. You had a heavy rainstorm and now you've got debris water that's coming in different areas and bringing in a lot of sand. Are you out there? Are you cleaning it up? Are you taking care of it? But first and foremost, you have to have a safety culture in your parks. You know, what do I mean by that? So, you know, with the different parks that we've had, you have to first start with safety committees. You know, who's going to be in charge of your park for safety? Who's going to talk about safety every day at your parks? And if you're not thinking every day, well, that's a problem, because you're going to have a problem eventually. Someone's not going to pay attention. Someone's not going to follow along. You're going to have new people come in. You need to be constantly talking about a safety topic at least every day. Have safety committees, have different team members on it. It could be hourly team members, management team members. They all talk about different aspects of the park. Someone sees something different that someone else didn't see. Just walking through the park. I walk through my parks all the time. I find things. I see things. I want to make sure, yes, I want the parks to look clean. And yes, I want the parks to look good. But I'm also looking for hazards. What could be a hazard here? It could be electrical hazard. It could be a lighting hazard at night. I walk through the parks at night to make sure it's all well lit and all the lights are on. Sometimes you find when you walk through a golf course, some of those lights are not on. And you got to make sure that your team members are regularly walking through, your managers are walking through, you're walking through as an owner, and you're making sure lighting's there. Carpets are not ripped on the miniature golf courses. Of course, you don't want things to be falling apart or falling down. But when you see wood that's broken, dry rot, it needs to be replaced because something's going to happen. It could be a hazard. Same with walkways. Are the walkways easy to get through? You should have ADA compliance when and where appropriate. But if you don't, because you've been grandfathered in for so many years with your facility, then you need to make sure that there's well-marked areas that the rise and fall of the walkways. You need to follow standards based on your states, but it's looking at everything. It's lighting, it's concrete, it's tile, it's where there might be a problem. Go in your kitchens. Do you have problems in the kitchen? Do you have wet floors? Do you have mats down for your employees to stand on in dish machine areas or even just on the line making food? You want to make sure they don't slip. Do the team members that might have potential grease on the floor in the kitchen wear safety shoes to keep them from sliding? All these things would and could add up to a major claim. You want to prevent them as much as possible. So you have safety committee meetings. You talk about this. In the restaurant business, you have lineups every day to talk about, hey, here's our specials, here's what's going on. But give them safety tips on cutting gloves. How do you cut things? How do you not cut things? How do you store product? Grease, hot grease, things of that nature. All these could potentially be hazards, but could also be a claim, whether it's a work comp claim or a general liability claim. Look outside in your parking lot as people are coming in. Is there any potential trip hazards? You know, you go through parking lots and, you know, for the most part, they should be flat or they should have, you know, good stairs, handrails to go downstairs and so forth, or upstairs if need be to, and ramps to go into your facility. But if you haven't addressed those, you could potentially have a hazard. Those will add up. And when you talk about claims, I mean, I've seen claims not death related that come up to $8 million for a claim on a facility. So you need to really look at what's there. You know, what could be a claim? What could I prevent? And remember, unfortunately, the guests are, you know, don't necessarily see these issues. And remember, your guests are not just little kids. It could be grandmas and grandpas coming into the facility, and they need to make sure it's good hand railings, well lit, the ramps are there, there's no tripping hazards. Of course, you don't want to have a claim. But there's also those, unfortunately, in this litigious society, that people are just going to want to sue because they're trying to find a company they can go after. And so you need to do everything you can to address all these areas and constantly address it. What we found, you know, is constant training. You know, constantly retraining and retraining and retraining. You always have new team members. So you need to make sure you're constantly retraining. You don't just do it once a year or once in a while, or when a problem happens, you do it all the time. You make that part of your culture that you talk about safety items. You have committees that go over different safety related issues. You prevent all that you can to make sure that claims do not arise, because frankly, insurance is going to continue to increase. Our insurance has increased, unfortunately, 300% in the past 3 years. Now, do we have a lot of claims? No, we don't. We have very low claims. I can't imagine the companies that have high claims. They probably can't get insurance. I met with one individual that with axe throwing, his insurance was going up every month because it's a high risk area. So a lot of insurance companies are getting out of this type of facility, getting out of this type of issues, and you have very limited insurance companies that you can work with. So all this safety culture that you create, always looking for things, always looking for lighting, making sure there's no tripping areas, really making sure your team members are safe, they're using proper cutting gloves, and make this as a culture. And frankly, put this in your employee handbook. This is the culture that we have, and this is what we're going to live by. And those that don't follow or take this lightly may not be with us. These are things that you have to address, because this is critical. Because up there with cost of goods sold, up there with labor, is insurance, unfortunately. And so you need to really address this, because this can save you thousands and thousands of dollars when it comes to renewal time.
That's it for today's episode of Own and Run Family Fun for Profit. Head it over to iTunes or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing, a $15,000 private VIP day with Tim Murphy himself. Be sure to head on over to ownandrunfamilyfun.com and pick up a free copy of Tim Murphy's gift, and join us on the next episode.